So, Michael, how are you feeling out there with dealing with the heat? It looks like you're keeping your weight and your strength and everything. Or?
Yeah, no, I feel great out here. You know, today, like a day, long day like today, was the only day I really had to get IV, but that's really nothing abnormal. I mean, I'd probably be doing that anyway. So, you know, been able to manage that pretty well, just loading up. And, you know, I feel normal, which is pretty awesome.
When y'all in the special teams meeting room and obviously a lot of competition there, and you look at the coverage units, and let's say you are taking a rep in the game, how frustrating is it, whether you kick it out the end zone or the punt returner and fair catches are, he doesn't field it, and you don't have an opportunity to make a tackle?
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating. But at the end of the day, we got all pro kick punter and Tommy, and you know, the kickoff game is, you know, them moving the kickoffs up. We know we're going to have some touchbacks, and you know, any opportunity, that just means we got to be ready to go at any play. So, you know, you want to get out there and kind of get the reps in for preseason, especially, you know, get the rust off, especially for the younger guys, to kind of get your lanes and the coverage lanes and things like that. But we got a veteran group, special teams wise, and it's a group I'm excited about. So we're going to continue to get better each week, I think.
Michael, Sean mentioned some specific areas of concern with special teams. I think mostly with the returners not being able to get to some. You guys running the Peter dribble. Are you seeing some of the same concerns, and how do you guys kind of clean those up?
You know what? That's the first live punt rep or punt return, I think. So with the rookie back there, so I think we'll clean that up this week. And you know, it's week one. I think the biggest improvement is going to be from week one to week two, special teams wise. It's kind of those situational things where we haven't really repped live. And so when the bullets are flying, but I think we're just going to continue to improve. And, you know, we looked at the film and we got some good things from the game, but also a lot of things we need to improve on. So, but like I said, we got a veteran group that can kind of bring those guys along quickly. So,
Michael, how different is it playing for Coach Nolan versus Coach Vitt? You've had different linebacking coaches. Just describe maybe in the meeting room and on the field what Coach Nolan brings to the table.
I think Coach Nolan has a sense of, you know, he's been a head coach before. He's been in a lot of different positions, been around the game a long time. So I think he just, from an experience standpoint, kind of just having that wherewithal of knowing kind of where we fit into the group and where we fit into the defense. And he's a great teacher. That's one thing I've noticed in my short time with him here. But, you know, I've learned a lot from him already. You know, Coach Vitt was a great coach. But you know, Coach Nolan's our guy now. So, but I'm excited. Was excited when he came on board, and I've been enjoying working with him so far.
Do you feel like you know all the positions, Sam, Mike, or Will, have called upon, or are you focused mainly on one, or what?
I mean, that's, you know, I started out camping Mike, and now I'm at Sam, and you know, I've done Sam before. That's started a few games previously. So, but linebacker, you know, we kind of got to all know all the spots. So, you know, especially at my role as backup guy, you know, you just got to be able to fill in where needed, and you know, that comes with knowing all three for sure.